soundbites from the coach's last presser.
Don't know what I said, but I will say this. For all those lip readers out there, there's more than one word in English language that starts with F.
Bite Me with Coach Harbaugh.
We're happy. We give glory and honor where it's given to God, and we humbly try to go forward and see if we can get better. We got a big game next week against Cleveland, division game at their place, and we got to start getting ready for that on a short week.
John Harbaugh at the Ravens 41-31 win. Monday Morning Quarterback is brought to you by Catholic Charities, improving the lives of Marylanders. Is a team effort. Join the huddle at cc-md.org. John Harbaugh is Jeremy Kahn, who is out sick today, would always say he is real special after a team win. Loves team wins. But one thing he doesn't love is talking about injuries, and he gave us the update on Marlon Humphrey's injury after the game.
No, I don't. We'll know more tomorrow. It doesn't. He's walking around in there, I can tell you that, so he's in good spirits. But I don't know, if it's too serious.
Mike Preston, he left right before halftime. Looked like he banged his knee hard on the ground on that second interception of Baker Mayfield, and he did not return to the game.
Yeah, and the thing was, they're going to miss him because the ideal matchup is for him to be inside on the slot receiver. I don't think Marlon is that fast where he can cover all of that ground on the outside anymore, but he still can get physical, can still make tackles, and that's the spot for him. And what do they do now? I guess they'll go find some corner who can do similar, but nah, that experience is a key factor for him.
Hey, Mike, turn to your left. Ed, look at this man's headphones. Mike, there's no way you hear out of your left ear. You got it turned backwards, man. We got to dress you in the morning.
I jumped on it late,
man. We got to dress you in the morning, man.
I was too busy writing to somebody.
He's got this part that you hear out of facing me.
Hey, but I heard you, though. that hearing over here on this left ear is good, boy. Right here, you can be something, but this one is good.
Oh, man. Well, Ed Norris said a little bit earlier that Derrick Henry is a Hall of Famer. Maybe he's not in Canton yet, but John Harbaugh agrees he's pretty great.
I mean, I think we've had a confident team. I mean, it's good to go out there. You're talking about offensively and scoring points. I mean, that's certainly. And real confidence is gained by doing it, you know. So I think it's good, you know. But our guys don't really think that way. I think our guys think about the things that they didn't do well. I can tell you, Derek, he's on the sideline. I'm trying to congratulate him on the long run up the left sideline that they got him at the 11, and he's mad that they got him at the 11, you know. And I appreciate that. To me, that's what greatness looks like. So we just got to get locked in for next week.
Mike bust some chops early this morning, Ed, about Derrick Henry getting chased down at the 11-yard line. Big fella was tired. It was third quarter, man. Wasn't like against the Buffalo Bills was the first carry of the game.
Yeah, but he only had like 15 carries total.
Fourth quarter. That's when he gets his going.
That's the guy had an angle on him, and he used it. That's just proper technique. But still, you see Derrick Henry was pissed off about that. He's like, no, I shouldn't get run down like that. He knew. He knew.
He is the example of greatness, though, isn't he?
Derek?
Yeah.
Big back, man. And you shouldn't be able to run that fast. That should be illegal.
It was, 22 miles an hour?
Yeah, that should be illegal for a guy that big to run that fast.
So people don't realize this, I think, because NFL players were smaller back in the 70s and early 80s. Mm-hmm. I think I told you this before. A man said to me, I was out watching the Ravens game a couple weeks ago, Derek Henry's big. But he's no Earl Campbell big. I said, Google it.
Yeah.
He's taller and weighs more than Earl Campbell did when he played.
Earl was more compact.
He had those gigantic thighs.
He had those thighs and that butt.
Yeah. Also, his opponents weren't as big as Derrick Henry's opponents. I think the league was a little smaller.
Defensive
back then.
Tackles weighed like 245.
Exactly.
Look up Alan Page.
Yeah, I was just about to say it. What are you, like 230, 240?
240-something, 245, something like that usually. I mean, think about that. It's like 50 pounds less than they are now.
This how much is changed. When Karl Malone was drafted by the Utah Jazz, people used to say, man, this guy could be a defensive lineman in the National Football League. Then he could have.
Yes.
Now he can. He ain't big enough now.
No.
So, it's a different league now.
Much different league. you know, it's very, very different. And look, there's still 5'8", 5'10" running backs, plenty of them in the NFL. But he's different. You get a 250-pound running back that can run like that. Who he reminds me more. People always do this along racial lines. It's just by habit. White quarterbacks, the white
Riggins.
That's who reminds me of John Riggins.
Riggins with a little boy. Can people forget when Riggins was with the Jets?
Mm-hmm.
He was much faster.
Yes.
And people forget also when Riggins was with the Redskins in the Super Bowl against the Dolphins, he ran past them.
Yes.
For that long touchdown.
Ask Bruce Laird how fast Riggins was. He said it was so incredible to, you know, to face him. That's who he reminds me of the most.
You talk about the greatness of Derrick Henry. Well, John Harbaugh also talked about the development of his quarterback.
It's big. It's huge. I mean, for him to, you know, you knew it was coming. And we've all been talking about it. You could see it coming in practice and even in games and with the route running and everything. But you wanted to see it happen, you know, and it's been easy even getting more production every week. But to see that kind of a game, you know, and to see that long bomb, you know, and Lamar, how far did he throw it, you know, on a rope? But and then and bait to make the play and run a route to get open like that. Yeah, that's very gratifying.
Just you see his development, continued development. If nothing else, Mike, you have to admire the fact that regardless of the personal accolades, number eight just constantly wants to get better all the time.
Yep. And that's the way it should be. I mean, and you listen to him talk, he wants to win a championship because he knows that's the thing that's missing on the resume. Now, all this other stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just, I don't care. Just want to win a championship because he knows that's the missing ingredient.
Because he keeps going. He's an obvious Hall of Fame quarterback as he continues on this path. Right. He's already got two MVPs.
He's got his own section.
Yeah. I mean, all he needs, he may win more. He may win another one this year. But what's missing is a ring. He needs a championship.
But you guys agree with me in that he's the type of person, if he wins one, then there's going to be this burning desire to win two.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. When he doesn't strike me as the guy that's going to win one and say, finally won one. He strikes me as the Nick Saban, when he won a national championship and they asked him what he's going to do, he said, I'm getting on a plane tomorrow and I'm going to recruit. Yeah. He strikes me as the guy that's built and wired that way.
Yeah, like Belichick, no days off.
No days off.
No days off.
410-583-1057 is the number. Don't go anywhere. Fan reaction at 745. Want to hear from you. Mike Preston's report card at 730. But on the other side, we're giving out game balls up next on The Fan.
Game balls.
Monday Night Football, one of two Baltimore Ravens. Two games last night. Baltimore Ravens win 41-31 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, man, we're giving out game balls. Ed Norris, who gets your game ball?
I'm sure it comes as no surprise who I'm giving my game ball to. I'm going to give it to King Henry.
Here's Henry, left side. Yep, it can change in a play. There he goes. McCollum, the only man that can catch him, and he does. Ricard delivered a great block, and Derrick Henry goes 81 yards, his second longest carry of the year.
Yeah. Second longest carry of the year for King Henry. 169 yards and 15 carries. It's an average of 11.3.
Wow.
And a passing touch, a receiving touchdown, excuse me. He's just amazing. He really is. I mean, people, they got to get it through their heads. It's like, we talked about this, you know, last segment, two segments ago. You know, he's not like Earl Campbell. Earl Campbell was 5'11". Derrick Henry's 6'3", 250. He's a monster of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And he can fly. And I couldn't be happier he's on this team. I really. And he continues to produce every week, in and out. And it's like 100 yards is like nothing now. Nothing.
Not for him.
Not for him. That's expected.
And the great thing about it, Ed, he was just hanging around the first half. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just hanging around. Let me know when you need me.
I mean, only 15 carries.
Yes.
He is leading the NFL rushing by a lot. He's got 873 yards already. Not halfway through the season. The next is Jordan Mason, 667. But he's just blowing everybody away this year.
Mike Preston, who gets your game ball?
Todd Monken, offensive coordinator. I mean, he is dialing them up. That one pass he threw to Mark Andrews, where he had the two receivers on the left, mm-hmm. and they both cleared out, and Andrews worked underneath. And I'm like, yeah, that's the way it should be. That's the way you dial things up. The screen pass was unbelievable. The touchdown to Justice Hill, the long bomb he threw. And then we all kind of talked about that yesterday, that if he had time to throw, you could make some plays on Tampa Bay's secondary. And he dialed it up, and he's up there high-fiving guys. They're showing him up there in the booth. And I'm like, he's having fun. I mean, and that's what you want when you're a coordinator. You want to have some fun, but you want to have success as well, and he's doing both.
Yeah, my game ball goes to a man that we've been asking about. Hasn't really shown the dominance that he showed last year. I think it's schematic, but he was pretty good last night, and that's one Roquan Smith. You know, you heard about the acquisition. The announcers talk about it, what he meant to this team when he was the trade deadline acquisition a couple years ago. How about 18 tackles last night? 18 tackles. And Ed, these weren't jump on the pile tackles.
No.
He rang a couple of bells last night.
Yeah,
he was all over the place.
It wasn't like he was in the vicinity.
He had 18 tackles, 11 of them solo, just looking good, playing his position. I love to see him play. Agent Zero.
Agent Zero, again. You know, Phil, I just get amazed when people criticize DaCosta. I really do. He got Roquan Smith, which was the best acquisition available at the time. He gets him on this team. Best linebacker in football. You can argue Fred Warner, but they to me, they're the same. They're one and one. He does that. He gets Derrick Henry, who I never thought he was going to get on this team. Ever. I never thought you'd see him in this uniform. And you got a loaded roster now. Both sides of the ball. And Kyle Hamilton, when everybody was, you know, moaning about the pick, this guy's one of the best defensive players in the league. Maybe the best safety in football right
Everybody
now.
Didn't moan about the pick. I moaned about the pick.
No, there were a lot of people moaning about that pick, man.
I moaned about it. I didn't like it. I was wrong. That's why. That's why.
Look,
I mean, as Mike Tomlin said, that's why Eric DaCosta is well compensated.
Right. Exactly.
That's why. Because he knows more than all of the rest of us. And I'm watching him on the sidelines just last night, Mike, standing behind John Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. You know, but he's just intense.
He was intense. He's intense.
Oh, guy. He was so intense, man. He is so, he's brilliant in putting together a roster.
Yeah, and he was intense because I saw him also looking at his face. Just like, uh-oh, he wants to play. But he ain't that big. He ain't going out there. But, nah, it's kind of cool. It's even better listening to those guys up in the press box sometimes because they get very animated. They're fun to listen to because they're extremely competitive. It's good stuff. And he's made some mistakes, but everybody makes mistakes. That's just the name of the game. I mean, that happens.
That didn't work out, but, I mean, it happens.
For the most part, and you look at this franchise and their record overall, They're in pretty good shape, and they got one of the best front offices in the National Football League.
Well, it's like anything else, Ed. If you only judge me on my mistakes, then that's all you want to see.
Yeah,
that's all you want to see. If you look at the whole picture, the total picture of Eric DaCosta is brilliance. Yeah. I mean, you didn't. I don't know if you mentioned the cornerback that we picked up with the pick six against Seattle a couple of years ago. Was that 2019? The one that Jeremy's afraid of.
Oh, Marcus Peters.
Marcus Peters. Yeah. Let's not forget about Marcus Peters. That was his first
move. That was a straight-up robbery.
Yes, it was.
He just robbed them. I mean, he gave him Kenny Young, a linebacker we did not want for Marcus Peters.
What was more of a robbery? Trading the punter kicker?
Oh, Vedvik.
Vedvik? Or trading the other? He robbed a couple of people, man.
Including, the kicker got robbed, too. So.
Yeah, wasn't going to bring that up.
Yeah. Again.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday Morning Quarterback presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Jeremy Kahn under the weather out today. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Mike Preston from Baltimore Sun. BaltimoreSun.com. Ravens are tied for first place in the AFC North after last night's 41-31 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Ravens went down to Florida, stood on business. They come home at 5-2. Fan reaction at 7:45. Hold tight. We see those phone lines are jacked. But on the other side, the professor is in. Mike Preston's report card up next on The Fan.
Preston's report card.
Mike Preston is in studio. Mike Preston, Baltimore Ravens, big win last night, 41-31 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Lamar Jackson, what grade did he receive, Professor?
Got an A. And for all you folks, no, you don't get an A+. I don't care if he was 17 or 22 for 281, five touchdowns. You go play football in college. Do you know how hard it is to get an A, period? You might play a great game and you might get 90%. That means you got an A-. So figure it out.
Oh, and, I thought you were going someplace else, but figure it out.
Wait, no, if I'm a hard grader, all right, so be it. All right, don't read it, damn it. All right, next.
In the words of John Harbaugh, to all you lip readers out there, there's lots of words in the English language that begin with the word letter F. And that's not the one I thought he was going with.
Me either.
Running backs, what did they get?
Derrick Henry, 169 yards on 15 carries. Gets an A. And again, the screen pass to Justice Hill was the best screen pass in Ravens history. I don't care what anybody says. So they get an A. Offensive line, I gave him a B+.
And that I was shocked with.
And this is why.
Because you were offensive lineman and you expect perfection.
No.
Yes.
They had 486 yards of total offense, but those penalties were killing them. And they got to stop those things of like holding. I mean, and even Harbaugh talked about it when they brought him back at the beginning of the third quarter. What do you need to do to score? And he just said, we got to stop holding because it keeps putting us in bad position. So that's why they get a B+. Wide receivers, I gave them A-. And granted, Tampa Bay was not very good on the back end, but still, they took advantage. They did what they needed to do. Mark Andrews, 4 catches, 41 yards, touchdown receptions of 9 and 4 yards. Bateman, 4 catches for 121 yards. And here's the key. The Ravens averaged 16.5 yards.
Yes, not a lot of scrimmage crap that they throw sometimes.
Yeah.
Mike, are you noticing that more and more, these guys run great routes?
Well, it's the routes and the patterns themselves. That's what I see.
Real big boy routes?
Yeah. A lot of clearing out, a lot of underneath stuff, crossing stuff. There's some of the things that maybe they didn't do last year, but as you get Lamar into the offense for second year and you get an offensive coordinator who's back for a second year, you can do those kind of things and design those things. So they get a A-.
What we get to the D-line on the other side of the ball?
D-line, you gave up 124 yards rushing on 30 carries. That's 4.2 yards a carry. Not good. I gave them a C. Linebackers, Roquan was just like just smacking the snot out of people all night. 18 tackles, 11 solo. Trent Simpson had a good game. I mean, I finally saw a presence from him where he was putting pressure on the quarterback, and then when they tried to throw some swing passes out in the flats, he was there. Had 8 tackles.
What about this? He's a 4.4 40 guy.
Yeah.
He's really fast.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I wanted to see from him, but that I didn't see earlier. But he seems to be a little bit more comfortable. The outside linebackers, I wasn't that impressed with those guys. I thought that once they got the big lead, that they were forced to play catch up, and that's when he kind of turned them loose. But Kyle Van Noy had, what, 1 sack? The other guy, Owe, had like 1 sack, but they weren't dominant. And so I gave them a B-. Secondary had 2 picks, but they got problems. They got some issues there of just trying to cover. And again, Robin and Ed, as you both have said earlier, it's not just physical, because that's part of the game. When you get beat one-on-one, that's part of the game. But when you're not even in position and you're not in the TV screen, mm-hmm. that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
So I gave them a C-, even though Marlon Humphrey did have 2 picks. And I thought Kyle Hamilton did well around the line of scrimmage, but still needs to play better on the back end. Special teams gave him a B+. I mean, all of the Tucker comes out, hit the 53-yard field goal, and I think he also hit a 25-yard field goal. So I don't think they'll be questioning him about leg strength anymore. And coaching, Monken, this is a major thing about Monken, which I saw, was even when they were down 10-0, and go back to the Kansas City game last year in the AFC Championship game, they panicked. This time, they didn't panic.
No.
They kind of just stayed with it, like, no, this is who we are. This is what we're going to do. We had a couple runs, had a couple plays where they were very balanced. I think their run ratio was 32 runs 22 passes. That's about as balanced as you're going to get. And especially since they had the big lead going into the third, fourth quarters where they could just milk it with the running back. And so overall, I give the coaching a B. Zach Orr, there are questions about your defense.
Yes, there are.
There are questions about your scheme. And is it going to get better? We'll see. But you got some time, but time's running out.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What is the real presence of having a consultant on defense along with your defensive coordinator? What is the real presence of that Dean Pease?
You just have that veteran leadership, the guy who's been retired four times now and comes back. But it's a different pair of eyes to different than what you have on your staff. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's a good thing where it comes in and saying, okay, this is what I see compared to or as opposed to what you've seen or what you guys are doing. This is what I think needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And that way it can help. And it should help because it is a new pair of eyes. And as a guy who's been around the league for quite a while, now you don't have to go and institute everything he says, but you at least want to hear and consider it. And that's the hope for the Ravens. And basically, that's the hope for the secondary because I don't know if any of these great cornerbacks that are out there, because if they were that great, they probably wouldn't be out on the free agent market.
I agree with you. That's a position that's hard to find. Very it's like needing a quarterback and finding a quarterback.
Yeah.
It's hard to find them.
They're very tough to find. They need a lot of them now. You can't get by one or two. You need like three, four solid corners.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Thank you very much, Mike Preston. If you want to see his report card, of course, you can go to Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, and read it. Each write up on each grade and explanation for each grade as well. You can also hit him up and tell him how much you disagree with him. I'm tweeting him right now as we speak. We want to hear from you, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Lots of calls like Mike and Don and RJ. Don't go anywhere. We're going to hit you up next right here on The Fan.
Patience. It's time for your takeaways.
Call or text 410-583-1057.
Going to the phone lines, taking your calls on the Ravens 41-31 win on the road. Monday Night Football against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. I was scared at the start, you know, with those sacks, man. I was like, oh, my God, the offensive line, please. But, you know, they rebounded. And, man, you know, Lamar's incredible. That can be incredible. But, you know, it was some calls. I was preaching to the choir about those blows to the head. I don't care if Lamar is considered a running back on that play. That still was a blow to the head.
Yeah.
And the phantom call against Falele. That holy call, that was ridiculous, man. Falele didn't do anything on that play. But, man, I was just glad that they came to come back. And like I said, man, it's Lamar and Henry and everybody, man. So many contributors, Lively, everybody, man. It was just a great night.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate the call, man. Let's go to Don in Columbia. What's up, Don?
Don?
Let's go to JR in Odenton. What's up, JR?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope y'all can hear me. Great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
I like to do an NBA-NFL comparison. I think Derrick Henry is what Kevin Durant was to the Warriors. He's that piece that takes them over the top. And I think that when that second onside kick now should have happened, if the Ravens would have ran that clock out, that ball should never have got back in their hands. And that's all I got.
Hey, JR, the difference is, though, remember now, the Warriors won the championship before they had KD. And they won again after KD. Yeah. So I think, to be honest with you, if you're going to make the comparison, maybe the Ravens taking Derrick Henry to a championship. the Warriors proved before and after that they could win championships.
If I put him, I think he's more Draymond Green. He's like that guy that is more important than, you know, his position.
True. Although he's pretty great at his position.
No, he's outstanding. But, yeah. I mean, running backs are kind of divided. I think he's like, you know, I mean, Draymond stirs that drink out, or did.
DeAndre in Baltimore. What's up, DeAndre?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
All right, man. Yeah, I want to talk about Henry's. I love the load-bearing strategy last night.
Yes.
You know, we all were probably questioning whether Henry was injured, but it looks like their strategy worked out. The guy came out in the third quarter, man, like an RPG, and these guys are just too tired to handle that 250-pound body, man. These guys, I think, did a great, great job. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the question whether he was injured because no trainers were around him. You know what I mean? Nobody was around him. You know, I just thought maybe it was strategic. I thought what they were doing at the time, Mike, was working. I thought it was more of that. I didn't think he was injured.
No, I didn't see that either. And I didn't see him slow down. I didn't see him pull up. With running backs, you see something there. But I didn't see any indication he was hurt.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go get Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning. You turn that radio down for me a little bit, man?
Radio.
Oh, I hear an echo.
Oh, my bad. Hold up. How it sound now?
Better. Thank you.
Tired. All right, yeah, man. Big win, though, man. shout out to Marlon, man. You know, with the two picks last night. He'd been on this game ever since Trippy made that video about him, man, when he was walking out talking about he need to stop podcasting more and focus more on football, though. So, you know, now he leads the league in interceptions.
Yeah, Trippy gave himself props for that earlier today.
Oh, he did? Oh, man, I missed that call, man. Yeah. I missed that call. But what else I want to say? Oh, yeah, I remember my call thing yesterday, man. I gave my prediction. I said 37-27. You know, Ravens going to win by 10, man. And he's going to cover the spread. So, and I wish Jeremy was here today, man, because what he told with the under, right?
Yeah, he said take the under, actually, yeah.
They take the under, man. That wasn't even no way close, man. They were like a bond 72 points. So, you know, they put that work in, man. Lamar 23-1 against the NFC. I mean, against the NFC, man. He did his thing
man,
in prime time.
Those Mergen Thaler math skills coming into play right now, Rashawn.
Well, you trying to diss my school, man? Come on, you
said,
know it, man.
I said, Mergen Thaler, how about dissing your school? Why are you sensitive about that place?
Oh, I thought you were trying to throw a shot at us.
Fine way of throwing a shot.
Would he do that, Rashawn?
Fine way of throwing a shot.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. You know, I thought you was being, you know, being smart. My bad, Rob. I'm a little sensitive when it comes to Mervo, though, you know. But listen.
You back or you still Brandon?
Nah, man. I'm on my way. I'm packing now. I'm about to head to the airport, you know. So, yeah, I holler at y'all, though, man. Y'all
all right. Good one. Take it easy, man. Sure. Let's go to Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Absolutely. Same to you.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
All righty, man. I'll see you in a little bit. In a few hours.
Great Ravens win in offense. Will the offense need to continue to score more than 30 points to win, or does the defense get better? Have a wonderful day, guys.
That's a great question.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
The only problem is it's hard to score 41 points against good teams in January. And two, these teams have reversed. Kansas City used to be this offensive team that everyone feared. Now they're a defensive team that everyone goes, no, they got a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
And then the Ravens used to have this great defense, and everybody talks about them being this great defensive team. And now they're scoring all of these points, and everyone's looking at their offense. I mean, defense going, what's up with that, man?
Not used to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bizarro world. Timonium, Bob. What's up, Bob? Bob?
Hey, been on the phone with Elon Musk all morning trying to get Jeremy's spaceship back down to the ground here. I was wondering what the hell. Yeah, I thought he was stuck up there from the game last night. But, hey, man, I know everybody's tired of hearing me talk about my quarterback, but I tell you, he did something last night, took me back to when I was 12 years old. I saw him running down the field, blocking in front of the running back, and remind me of when I played Little League football. I said, man, I tell you what, I turned 70 years old this year, and I don't ever remember being this jacked watching a football game. It's awesome.
Hey, Bob, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, he's been on Lamar from day one.
Yes, and it is awesome.
He's a P1 for Lamar. Let's go, Owings Mills, Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys, man. First, let me give a shout-out to my pop, Mike, man. Did a great job, you know, working with Stanley with that Simon Says, man, because he ain't been false starting. So thank you for working with him on the offseason with that. He still got a holding call, but, you know, nobody's perfect. You know, what I want to say is that call on Lele, that was ridiculous. They said offensive pass interference. How? He's blocking. That was a screenplay. Like, do they not know the rules or something? Like, how is that an offensive pass interference? I don't get that. And the helmet, I thought this was supposed to be a safe league. Right? You keep changing the rules.
Brian, Falele was holding. Offensive pass interference was likely.
Was that likely?
Yeah,
No. That was the offensive lineman he called it on, bro.
It was likely.
No, it was likely.
It was likely.
Yeah, and they called Lindenbaum for being downfield one time.
Yeah.
Illegal.
Yeah, offensive pass interference was likely. He blocked the defender before the receiver caught the pass.
And then he held him.
Yeah.
All right, man, I was wrong on that one. Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you.
Is that all he had? I didn't touch anything either. I guess that's all he had. Let's go to Crofton and get Keith. What's up, Keith?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, man.
Good morning.
So I know so much that so much of Lamar's scheme is based on timing and perfect timing. But I have always been concerned that when somebody's in motion, just as they're passing Lamar and Lamar takes a snap, that something is going to happen like what happened off of Zay's head last night.
Well,
and I want to know if Keith, I want to know if you think that that's too risky.
Keith, everybody in the league does that. Literally, everybody in the league does that play. And the risk was the center was late on the snap. That's all it was. The timing was the center was late on the snap. But literally everybody in the league does that play.
But the Ravens are, they are predictable. You mean to tell me it was 3rd and 26 and they had Justice Hill going out in motion. Everybody in the stadium, I mean, everybody in Baltimore knew they were going to throw the ball to him. And he gained 18 yards and put
back in field goal position.
Yeah, in field goal. And like, what's wrong with the Bucs?
He's talking about the play that hit Zay in the
head. No, I know what he's talking about, but I'm just saying the Ravens are predictable.
Yeah.
You can kind of look at stuff and see, and maybe because we cover them every week as opposed to just every once in a while, but you can see certain things going on with this offense. And I just wonder, what does Tampa, what do they do in watching video or film? Don't they know that when he goes out there, they're going to throw him the ball and
he still
gains 18 yards.
The defenders were there. Yeah. He made a great play. It's not, you know, sometimes you can know when I'm running. That's fine.
Yeah.
But when I get the ball and you're in front of me, bring me down.
Yeah, but you should, if he goes in motion like that, dude, everybody should be slanting that way. They didn't all slant that way. He made one move and then he ran down the field before somebody got him again. But 18 yards,
back in field goals,
26.
Yeah, but the play that the callers, the listeners thought about. Number one, everybody in the league runs that play. That motion in front of the quarterback.
Yeah, that's the jet motion.
Yeah, that's the jet motion. Everybody runs it. The problem was the center was late on the snap.
Yeah.
Lamar was sitting there stomping and clapping. He wanted to snap quicker. Zay Flowers knew it was late because he covered up.
Yes, he protected himself.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't going to hurt, but he did. By just reaction, he put his hand up. Like,
he didn't caught the damn ball.
He forgot to get a helmet on again. Yeah. I don't know. More fan reaction at 8:30, but on the other side, Ed Norris, you good? Mike Preston, you bad? I'll take Jeremy's place today. I'm ugly. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.